The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
So poor Sharon, I've been complaining to her for weeks about the internet problems that I'm having at home.
Oh, yes.
So I spent a little time on tech support with a very nice man from India yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah, did you get any curry chips or anything?
No, I should have asked him that. I was waiting on hold for so long. I just wanted to get the thing done and see if I could get this thing resolved. I didn't start thinking of the culinary implications of my conversation with this guy.
The best use of asafoetida powder or anything?
Yeah,
no,
yeah. But
no.
Maybe next time. You know, I could call any time and get the same guy, I'm sure. But navigating, you know what the trouble for me is? Navigating the automated system in order to actually get to a live person is one of the most painful time suckage experiences any of us can have, right? So here's what I realized, because I still haven't got it fixed, and they don't know what the problem is. So this is ongoing, and I'm look at my face. I'm smiling about it now.
You're
right?
Smiling, but you're not really.
No.
Is it a mask? I think it's a mask.
It's a mask.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm pushing those emotions down deep.
You're suppressing them. That's not healthy, Cliff.
No, I know. But here are the three words that get spoken the most for me when I'm in this situation talking to tech support, starting out relatively calm and escalating in intensity.
Right.
Let me recreate it for you. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Representative!
What?
All I want to, I want to bypass the numbers, I press zero. No. I just want to talk to a representative.
You didn't do my trick. Remember months ago, you and I talked about this, and I said, anytime I get on some loop where I can't get to a person, I just speak gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook,
yes.
That's what it was.
Yes, whenever they say, you know, in two or three words, say what your problem is. Just go, just say something, whatever. I know it's coming out with an Asian accent, which I don't mean it to.
Where did that come from? Yeah, okay.
You can just do anything. Yeah, and because they can't understand, you'll get through to a person really quick, smart. Try it next time. You forgot, didn't you?
I'm trying it today.
Oh, my God, doing it again.
I'll report back to you tomorrow.
And get some culinary tips from India. Indian food's excellent.
Yeah. Representative!
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
This is not going to be easy for you to hear, but it needs to be said.
Number four.
Years ago, I had my eyes tested, and I needed glasses, and I've had glasses. I don't know where those glasses are. I haven't found them in years. So I drive. I actually don't need them on my license, but at night, I could use glasses. There's the readers that I have right now. I bought these readers. So finally, I made an appointment to go to the eye doctor, and I have that appointment tomorrow. And I'm very, very excited about this now.
What are you excited about?
Well, because I picked out some really funky frames. If I'm going to wear glasses, I want them to be statement glasses. I want bright colors.
Oh,
I want
God.
Funky shapes. And I want anything that's going to embarrass my child when I have to drop her off at her friend's.
You know what it sounds like to me? Midlife crisis choice. Let me ask you this. Yeah, and I can see, and you kind of laugh about it, but I know there's a certain amount of glee there at the prospect of embarrassing young Grace.
Whee!
Let me ask you this. This glasses choice, did Lisa help you in these choices, or did you choose them on your own?
I chose them on my own, which I know is problematic in itself, because she's going to go, oh my God, why didn't you bring me with you?
Are you actually serious? She hasn't seen them?
No, she hasn't seen them.
Has she seen a picture of them, but just not on you?
No, remember, she's in California on some kind of training module.
I'm
a grown man. Well, I can put my pants on. I can choose what kind of pants. I know they look like dad jeans, but I don't care. They're comfortable and they're stretchy. I can pick out my own eyeglasses. I don't need somebody there to make the decision for me. I like them. They're red.
Oh, God help us. We want to see a picture on Facebook. When do you pick them up?
Well, once I go in, probably take about a week for them to make it.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to, I'll get a picture of the frames and I'll post them to Facebook.
I honestly don't know what makes you think that you are qualified as a guy to pick out your own glasses frame, particularly when they're red. Oh, my God, this screams of a midlife crisis.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
So a Pennsylvania gynecologist says that she's been inundated with calls from men trying to set up appointments after hearing she was permitted to prescribe medical marijuana. What are the men going to say? You know, I don't need a pap smear. I need a putz smear. What I need.
A what smear?
A putz smear.
A putz smear. Oh.
Instead of a pap smear.
So this woman, apparently, I guess she got written up in the local paper or something as being eligible to certify medical marijuana, and now her phone's ringing off the hook. I guess people aren't paying attention. She's a gynecologist. She's an OBGYN. She treats women, but she's got these men calling going, hey, can I get an appointment with you? What are you going to check? What she should do is, yeah, sure, come on in. I've got like 9:15 tomorrow, or come on in, and then get them in there and put their legs up in stirrups and treat them to a little bit of the indignity that women have to go through for our checkups and things. And I tell you what, if she puts her equipment up their butt, they're going to need some pain relief probably.
It served them right.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number two.
So this is cool. NASA is seeking a nickname for this tiny, tiny ice world at the edge of the solar system that's next to, I guess it's the next destination of New Horizons, the spacecraft that surveyed Pluto.
That's right.
And I guess what? Canada was taken, so we can't use that name for an icy, you know, ice world.
Yeah, Iceland is taken as well. Yeah, we have to come up with something original. New Horizons, that this spacecraft whipped past Pluto 2 years ago, and now it's headed for this planet, 2014 MU69. And that's not a great name.
No,
that's not
a
great
name than that.
That's right. So now NASA's saying, listen, why don't we have a naming contest? And they're doing that over at frontierworlds.org. And the deadline is December 1st for us to cast our vote. I was thinking, in the spirit of everything else we've had recently, why wouldn't we go with Planety McPlanet Face?
Ice McIce Planet.
Icy McIce Planet. Yes, yeah. Why not?
And yes, we did pull those names out of Uranus. So...
Listen, if you're going to go online and have a vote, make sure it's like Saturn. Make sure it's got a nice ring to it. Oh dear. But that's the website, frontierworlds.org, if you want to take a crack at it.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
What helps a broken heart? Sitting on the sofa, eating ice cream and watching rom-coms for the
day.
That's
such a cliche, isn't it, in 2017, don't you think, Cliff?
Absolutely.
Such
what we need
cliche.
Is sweet technology revenge. That's what we need.
Isn't it great? This is a revenge. This is a revenge that didn't even exist 10 years ago. When you think about that. This revenge you couldn't have even done until, you know, the last few years. There's this chick named Samantha in Sacramento, and she recently had a bad breakup with her boyfriend. And last week she figured that he was still probably using her Netflix account. So she went on the app and she saw someone was binge watching the new season of Stranger Things. So she thought, huh. She waited till he was about halfway through the season, and then she changed the password to boot him off.
So imagine this for a second. You're glued on a Stranger Things episode. Something weird and creepy is about to happen.
Uh-oh.
Like it always does in Stranger Things.
Right. You're sitting forward in your seat.
Yeah, and just at that moment, when it's going to be revealed what it is.
Wait.
But.
What? Hang on. Henry, what happened to my... Hey.
Reconnect. Reconnect. What happened?
Tried to log on, and no, she's reclaimed her Netflix account. Bravo, sister. I love it. I absolutely talk about great, great revenge. Oh, I mean, forget the whole thing. The best revenge is living well. The best revenge is changing your Netflix password so your boyfriend can't usurp your account.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.